gorgeous? Does that funk have you feeling stuck? Have you questioning your purpose, or even yet having you asking if your best years are behind you? Girl, you have zero obligation to stay in that funk. This podcast is for women who want to get the funk out of here, who want to play bigger, ask for more, and step out of mediocrity. Imagine a life filled with lots of energy, excitement, and filled with funk instead of that funk. This is the Unfunk Your Mind podcast. I'm your host, Crystal. Let's go.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back to Unfunk Your Mind podcast. And if you're new, welcome. Every month I release an episode with an action item for you to do during the month. And hey, if you love it, keep doing it every month. And just to recap for all the listeners, January you showed up for those basic mundane moments. Not only did you show up, but you slayed them. Hopefully you carried this into the next month, because showing up for those everyday moments is how you'll show up in the big moments. Then in February, you found an opportunity or opportunities to be the youngest in the room and soak up the richness and the experience. And in March, you were challenged to make a community impact, big or small. Now, just because the month is over, I remind you, it doesn't mean you have to stop doing those things. Carry them forward and keep building on them. And now that leads me right into April. Can you believe it's already April? And of course, you know, if you live in the States, that today is April Fool's Day. This is the day you can pull an innocent prank or trick on someone, and then you get to yell, April Fools. It's basically where you're telling somebody, I fooled ya. I don't really know how it started, but I love a good prank, and especially one that gets everybody to laugh. Let me tell you about my little prank that I have planned for today. It's going to be a prank on my husband. But first, let me give you a little backstory so you understand why this prank is going to be a good one. So last month, or maybe the month before, I got an email from the HOA. The email was about my husband's front right tire of his truck being slightly off our driveway. It was parked in the gravel that surrounds our driveway, and it was just the right tire. And not even the whole right tire. While it is our property, the HOA considers this area to be landscaped since it has gravel in it. So you can't park anything. Any part of your vehicle cannot be on what they call landscaping. Now, this type of stuff gets my husband all worked up. So a few weeks later, we received a letter in the mail with a picture of his truck again with a little piece of his right tire off the driveway. This letter included a fine and a second warning. Anyway, since then, my husband has traded in his truck for another smaller vehicle. Not because of the HOA incidents, but because he had actually been looking to trade it in anyways. So this vehicle is much smaller. It shouldn't be a problem anymore with keeping it on the driveway. So here comes my prank. So I took his vehicle that he just got and recreated the scene where his right tire is off the driveway in the gravel, and I took a picture of it. I've blown up the picture and I put a note on the house of our door telling my husband that he can't do this. He cannot park on the landscaping. And I've signed it as a concerned neighbor that resides on the HOA board. Now, when he gets it, you guys, I'm sure he's gonna blow a gasket. But then I'll yell, April Fools, and it should be a good laugh for all of us. I believe there's a lot of truth in saying life is better when you're laughing. It's actually not just my belief, but it actually has been scientifically and medically proven to be a great benefit by many. Even the Mayo Clinic says that laughter can stimulate many organs. It enhances your intake of oxygen-rich air, stimulates your heart, lungs, and muscles, and increases endorphins that are released by your brain. It activates and releases your stress response. So let's get the laughing, girls. So this takes me right into April's action item, find the funny. I know you have heard it many times to have a daily gratitude practice, which I love, but I would also encourage you to have a daily funny practice. Find the funny. Practice seeking out the funny in the circumstances, in your environment, amongst your daily routine, or even with your colleagues. It's time to practice laughing, or at the very least, smiling again. Practice it every day, because somewhere along the way of becoming a responsible adult, you laugh less, you smile less often. Now, I'm sure you have those moments where you're in a hurry and a thing that you might have found funny in the past is now a burden because you need to get out the door. It's now more frustrating because it takes up your time you don't have. It can be anything, like when your kids come down for school and they have crazy hair or a crazy outfit, or they might just need to take a shower. In the past, you probably would have cracked up and sent them back to change or shower. But today, it's aggravating because you just don't have the time. You are not able to see the funny. Or perhaps instead of finding the funny, you see the mess. Oh my goodness, I might have talked about this before, but at Christmas time, my kids saw a video of kids throwing up whipped cream, not throwing up, but they put like a squirt of it in their hand and they toss up it and it comes off their hand, this glob of whipped cream, and you're supposed to catch it in your mouth. So my kids decided to try this. They accepted this challenge, and of course, Goofy me gave them permission to try it. The problem with this video, though, when I watched it, is that these kids had mastered catching it in their mouth, so it looked like an easy and harmless activity. But to tell you my kitchen was a mess after my kids' many attempts is truly an understatement. I'm still finding splatters of it on the cabinet. Oh, and there was actually one where they threw it up in their hand, and it stuck to the ceiling. This little glob of whipped cream stuck to the ceiling. Cleaning that off was a task. With that said, my head told me to tell them to stop because it was too messy. But my find it funny spirit decided to join the fun. It was so fun, and I had tears in my eyes from laughing so hard. Yeah, the aftermath really sucked, but the memory was totally worth it. And see, sometimes when you find the funny, it can actually create better memories. I bet you've had many times too where you've made mistakes. I know I have. Do you typically get upset with yourself for all the mistakes? Or have you been able to find the funny in some of them? Like when you use a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon in a recipe? Oh my gosh. One time I made the worst dinner. And instead of getting upset about it, we decided to see if the dog would eat it. And when the dog wouldn't eat it, we decided to give it a proper funeral burial down the garbage disposal. Now, I don't know what's funny for you, but ease up on yourself. Let go of some of the always serious mentality and find the funny sometimes. Seek it out at least one time a day because I've learned that if you seek, you shall find. And that's an important point to stress. Don't take this practice finding the funny to an extreme. Don't stress yourself trying to find the funny in every situation. Just seek it out one time a day. Like yesterday, we have a hummingbird that hatched not too long ago. It's this little baby hummingbird. He's so cute. And he's just flying around doing little loops. And it just made us giggle in the moment because he's so happy with this freedom. And he's just twirling all around in the yard. It's so cute and just made us giggle. So it doesn't always have to be a belly laugh or crying laughing, although I highly recommend those things, but just finding the little bit of humor in the moment or in your day. Now, I love tournament time, playoff time, you name it. I love sports, and especially when it comes to the high level of play. Right now, I'm watching the basketball tournament games, and I was watching this specific game where the difference maker came down to free throws. The game was so close, and one team started to foul the other team, which put them on the free throw line. They kept making their free throws, and with the time ticking down, their free throws started to put the game out of reach for the other team. Laughs are our free throws, ladies. So often we're in our own game, playing defense, playing offense, running up and down the court. We rack up assists. Sometimes we foul to get our ball back. We shoot, we make some, we miss some. Sometimes we play well with our teammates, and sometimes we're the ball hawk. But do you ever hear the whistle blow? Do you ever go to the free throw line that one time where you can still score in your game and it stops the clock? And sometimes the crowd is even quiet. It's just you and the free throw. And here's the thing. It's an easy point. But you rack up a bunch of these and you can pull away from your opponents. Your game starts to be played differently because you have put the game out of reach for your opponents. And you have elevated yourself. The free throw is the moment you get to step away from your life running back and forth on the court. Those laughs, those smiles will put your game in a new bracket. You will start playing in a new frequency and start playing with different players too. Find those moments to take your free throws and find your funny. You deserve some easy points that stack the cards in your favor. And you may need to call in more teammates. You may need to call in more teammates to help you find the funny. It's true. You may have become too serious all the time and it's been hard for you to find the funny. Call your teammates to help you, and these teammates can be your spouse, your kids, your friends, your partner, to point out when you're all worked up or you've just overlooked a moment where there was a funny. Oh my gosh, about a year ago, my kids were playing hide and seek. My oldest daughter was counting down, and apparently my youngest daughter couldn't find a place to hide. So in desperation, she made a jump behind my work desk. I'm talking, she did a dive behind the desk. And my oldest daughter found her pretty quickly, thank goodness, and they soon realized that they needed to come get me because she was stuck behind the desk. She could not get out. Literally, her whole body was horizontal, and she was wedged in between the wall and this heavy desk. Now, when I got down there, she was starting to panic. The desk was so heavy that I actually wasn't able to move it on my own, and I wasn't able to pull her out because she's so wedged in there. I had to call my husband so he could help me move the desk to get her out. Once we got her out, there were so many feelings that rolled through me, from relief to happy to anger. And of course, what came out of my mouth was, "What were you thinking? Why in the world would you do that? That's so stupid." I'm sure I went on about it, but I can tell you I was not laughing. Then later, I was telling my friend and she was cracking up. She laughed so hard. That's when I started to realize how funny the situation was as I explained it back to her. Instead of being so quick to anger and finding funny in the hindsight, what if we flip the switch to changing it to slow to be anger and find the funny in the moment? Yeah, be slow to anger and find the funny. Remember, there's a rhythm to life, a time for everything under the sun. Yet how often do you find yourself tethered to seriousness, neglecting the joy of laughter and the lightness it brings? When the weight of the world feels too heavy and your spirits falter, perhaps it's because you've forgotten to pause and find the funny. Indulge in the moments of play. Don't allow the challenges to overwhelm you, to harden your heart. Instead, seek out the humor that surrounds you. It's there, patiently waiting for your attention. It's time to rediscover the joy of laughter, to infuse your days with contagious smiles. So let's inject some giggles back into your days. Come on, ladies, flex those facial muscles. Let that smile shine and make finding the funny a daily practice. Trust me, that frequency of joy is just waiting for you to tune in and turn up the volume. Okay, ladies, it's April. Your action item is to find the funny. Let's go.
My mom is not a doctor, not a psychologist, but this podcast is for motivational purposes only.
Before you go, Superwoman, I'd love it if you took a little action for me, like subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Also, share the episode with a friend. And as a thank you, hit up my website, unfunkyourmind.com. That's right, unfunkyourmind.com, to grab free journal prompts. Okay, ladies, now is the time to go unfunk your mind. Play bigger and ask for more. Open the door to possibility and cancel playing small. So get up and go.